Because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Hey folks, thanks for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon, the show live. I'm coming to you from North Dakota via the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network out of Round Rock, Texas, and that's where you send your support. Keep sending that support, pile up the checks, the PayPal, the credit cards, send in the bullion, the doubloons, Spanish pieces of eight, rare Ming China, Revere, collectible Revere silverware. Send it into Round Rock, Texas, so that you can get more Patriot media. To counter the BS of the controlled media, which, thank God, one person finally named the beast. Donald Trump finally named the fake news, and made it clear that it's not just some of them, it's all of them, with the exceptions that prove the rule, exceptions like Hannity and Carlson and Ingram and Dobbs, and I go down the list of the good ones, Carlson. And then they have as guests on their shows, of course, great folks like Dan Bongino and Joe DiGenova. And interestingly, those great commenters like Bongino have, wonderfully enough, they've evolved into their own shows, their own podcasts, their own presentations. So that's what you want. You want to grow this thing. And that's what you're doing when you support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're growing the network of Patriot Media. Thank you for doing that. I'm James Kelso. I'm your host. It is today, May 28th, 2019. And we've got another great day of Trump phenomena to report to you. The president is back from Japan. And a very successful trip there with the leader of Japan. So we will begin reporting. And you can call in at 800-313-9443. And you can say whatever you want about Donald Trump, good, bad, or indifferent. The it's interesting. I wonder, people who really I don't hang around people who hate Trump, so I don't, but it would be interesting to maybe listen for a little while anyway to people who really hate Trump and try to find out why they really hate him and or what it is, how he has disrupted their psyche. I don't get a chance to do that much. If you watch network news, of course, you get to see this in full display all the time. But you can call in. If you are a person who doesn't like Donald Trump, call in and tell us why. Tell us what's wrong with Donald Trump. If you're a person who another sort of person that we have had call into this show are people who think they know more than Donald Trump, or they know better than Donald Trump, and that Donald Trump is a flawed product that is, they'll settle for it, or they'll take it, or it's the best we can get. So we got to, bite our lip and take Donald Trump. But we could do a lot better than that. Well, I disagree with that. I don't think we could do a lot better than Donald Trump. And I think that what's incumbent upon us is actually to help him get reelected, help him push his program through, help him get a Senate and a House to back him, and to be part of the wingmen and wing women in the army, the Trump army. One of the people who made that, painted that same picture, saying we should be wingmen for the president, is Steve Bannon. And he did an interview today on Fox that I have not yet heard. I'll go back after today's show and go listen to Steve Bannon. But I'd be very interested to hear what he's been up to lately. He's been in Europe a lot, and the news from Europe is wonderful. The Brexit Party did very well. We'll cover the European Union's European Parliament elections. We'll cover some of that in today's show. And any of you out there that are brushed up on that, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear somebody give an executive summary of what happened across Europe. How did the Sweden Democrats do? How did the Rassemblement National, the national rally, do in France? And how did Matteo Salvini's Lega do in Italy? And on down the list of the Patriot parties, Fidesz in Hungary. And is it the law? Is it Law and Justice Party in Poland? I'm forgetting the translation of their name. How did they do? And what is the... So we'll cover that in today's show. Let us go to the president's tweets. Yeah, I'll bring up my caller board. I don't have any callers yet. You're welcome to call in at any time during the show. I'll endeavor to get you on the air. Let us take a look at what Donald Trump has just been tweeting. I'll open up fresh air. Here we go. Donald Trump's Twitter account. There it is. Boy, would Twitter like to censor Donald Trump. Boy, would they like to chop him up. And who knows what they are actually doing to him. Here is one of the best tweets he made today, 3 hours ago. Now, as he, the way it's working out, it's looking as if Joe Biden will be the demon rat candidate. So Donald Trump is already knocking him down tremendously. He says, I was actually sticking up for sleepy Joe Biden while on foreign soil. Kim Jong-un, that's the North Korean dictator, called him a low IQ idiot and many other things. That must be true. The president wouldn't make that up. Whereas I related the quote of Chairman Kim as a much softer, low IQ individual. Okay, so not Donald Trump stuck up for him by quoting Kim, not as saying low IQ idiot, but low IQ individual. I love it. Who could possibly be upset with that? So there you go. Donald Trump just really, he's going after him. Hammer and tong. Keep the Asian metaphor going. He is going after them hammer and tong. And I love the way he's simultaneously skewering all the Democrats, because Donald Trump is acting in such a leadership role, contemptuous of the demon rat, like democracy, that they're going to, from among their, how many is it? 25 candidates that they're going to go through some sort of sacred process of selecting a winner. Trump is just short-circuiting the whole thing. They're short-changing us. he's short-circuiting their whole process, saying, okay, look, come on, cut the crap out. It's going to be Biden. Let's go, Joe. Get in the ring. Come on. Put your dukes up. Let's go. No blows below the belt. No kicking. No biting. No eye gouging. Well, wait a minute. That's boxing. Politics is much more nasty. All of those things are allowed. And the demon rats do all of them all the time. Donald Trump is just, he's making them look like the monkeys that they are by saying, let's go, come on. What's with all this, you know, you're going to have a debate, you're going to have another debate, you're going to have two debates because you have too many candidates to have in one debate, you're going to have a convention, you're going to have this and that and the other and the delegate rules and all this sort of stuff. And then Joe Biden's going to be your candidate. Cut it out. Let's start debating now. Let's get the two contenders into the ring, me and your guy. Get all this other extraneous stuff out of the ring. Oh, the Democrats must be angry at that. And low IQ idiot. That's very good. How many tweets did he do today? He says, he does these tweets where the tweet contains Japanese characters. I love that. Let's see if I can get this to work here. He's talking aboard the live remarks aboard the USS Wasp. And the Wasp, I'm looking at the Wasp, it doesn't look like one of our big nuclear carriers. It looks like maybe a Marine Corps helicopter type carrier, or what's that vertical takeoff and landing plane they have? Is it the Osprey? It looks like I see Ospreys on its deck, and it's smaller than a nuclear carrier. So, you know, people don't think about that. We don't just have those 12 nuclear carrier groups, full carrier groups with destroyers and nuclear submarines right under them. A bunch of those nuclear submarines. Boy, those are devastating blows that they can deliver. But we have all these other carriers like this USS Wasp. Let me see if I can get the president's comments. Let's see what he says. Let me see if I can jump ahead here. Don't have him yet. Here he is.
Captain Christopher Herr. They like you, Christopher. They like you a lot.
They like you, Mr. President.
Very good, Christopher. And the Command Master Chief, Kevin Guy.
He's talking to the crew of the Wasp.
Popular people. That's great. Wow. Great leaders. My thanks as well to Lieutenant General Kevin Schneider, Commander of the U.S. Fort Japan. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Vice Admiral Phil Sawyer, Commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet.
Now, isn't that wonderful? Here's our guy, Donald Trump. And he is the Commander-in-Chief. All these distinguished people that he's introducing, and to such great enthusiasm from our military, which is finally commanded by one of us. Who would have ever thunk that one of us could command an American, a patriot, as John in Missouri says, a real American could be on board these ships commanding, I think these are Marines on the USS Wasp. Somebody who's a Navy man out there, or a Marine, enlighten me. Is this a Marine attack ship here, the Wasp? I'm betting a dollar to a donut that it is. Let's go later in his speech. That gave you the spirit, the feeling, the enthusiasm of these troops for the president. Let's go later in his speech and see what he has to say.
They're making planes so complex you can't fly them. You know that. No, it's, I admit, they want to show next. And we all want innovation, but it's too much. Never been anything like the steam catapults. And I went to the Gerald Ford, which is under construction now for a long time. They're having a problem with their electric catapult. And I was talking to the catapult people, and they said, steam. In the meantime, we're spending all that money on electric, and nobody knows what it's going to be like in bad conditions. You understand? So I think I'm going to put an order. When we build a new aircraft carrier, we're going to use steam. I'm going to just put out an order. We're going to use steam. We don't need that extra speed. You know, they were saying, one of the folks said, no, the electric works faster. But, sir, we can only get the plane there every couple of minutes. So really, what they did was wrong. And we make mistakes, but generally speaking, we get it right. But
now, what was important, what you just heard there about the president? This man builds buildings. This man builds towers. And he knows engineering. And he's a genius. He's actually getting into the nuts and bolts of the launch system used on our aircraft carriers. And from what I gather, what you just said there, they're trying to switch from steam, compressed steam power, to shoot a plane down a short, you know, takeoff to accelerate it. And they're going to use an electric method, which would be, you know, a giant sort of a magnetic thing, pulling the plane, pulling something down. And it's too complex. No, and he's saying, use something that works. We don't need to do new things just to be new. This is part of his genius, but I'm making the point that he gets down to the minutia. Why should he concern himself with the launch system? I mean, what kind of a mind does this guy have that he's being landed and he's taking off and landing on these aircraft carriers in his Marine One helicopter? So he's noticing what's going on around him. He's watching them launch, et cetera, et cetera. And he's taking it in, and the genius of his mind is applying itself to these problems. And what's the definition of genius? The definition, what's the real meaning of genius? What is a genius? A genius is a person who solves problems correctly, fast. That's what a genius is. Person who solves problems correctly, fast, more correctly and more quickly than average people. That's it. That's what a genius is. That's what Donald Trump is. He looks at a problem, solves it correctly, quickly. And let's see. Let's go a little later in the speech here. See what he's saying here a little later.
Patterson requested another overseas tour. This time, wanted to go to Japan. He knows that America needs, and what they need is daring and mighty warriors in the Pacific. And he's a daring and mighty warrior. Staff Sergeant Patterson, today, you and your fellow Marines and sailors, 7th Fleet, are confronting this region's pressing security challenges with unmatched courage and valor. You know what's going on. You know where we're talking. You know what we're talking about. We really appreciate your being here. Daniel, I'm going to do something that you didn't expect. Say a few words, Daniel.
Oh, I don't know. Was that a master sergeant or staff sergeant? He's introducing, totally shocking him there. He's in his Marine, you know, camo with his rolled up sleeves and his cap on. He did not think he was going to speak. So who knows what's going to happen? This guy, he looks like he could do 500 push-ups and 100 pull-ups and not even break into a sweat. Let's see what he says.
Hey, well, it's such a honor and privilege to be here with you, Mr. President, and I definitely didn't expect this. And it's an honor and privilege to serve with my fellow sailors and Marines and drive our mission forward that General Smith and the Commodore and Colonel Brody has kind of laid out for us. We know why we're here, and we know who we need to aggress, because if we don't, we let ourselves just sleep on it for even a second, then we won't be the ultimate power in the world. So thank you very much, and thank all of you.
Oh, vintage Donald Trump.
Good job, Daniel.
He liked it.
will be running for political office within 2 weeks. Look, Daniel Gray. Every day, the men and women of the 7th Fleet live out their motto, ready power for peace. You face down terrorism and render aid in the wake of devastating natural disasters. And I've seen what you do. Incredible. You proudly patrol the Yellow Sea, the Sea of Japan, the East China Sea, and the South China Sea. You defend your homeland and our allies against missile attack with our most advanced radar and weapon systems in the world. We have equipment, missiles, rockets, tanks, planes, ships. Nobody in the entire world can build them like we do. Nobody. It's not even close. You know that better than anybody. Here in the Pacific and around the globe, we want our armed forces to have the tools, resources, and equipment you need and that you deserve. That's why we have given our 7th Fleet new American-made F-35B Marine fighter aircraft. Very stealthy. You know that, right? The enemy has a problem with it. You know what the problem is? They can't see it. Other than that, it's a fair fight. Just...
Oh, and, you know, get the player when he talks about the Yellow Sea and the South China Sea. What he's talking about, and that sergeant, he said, we know against whom we will have to aggress. And that is, we have to be ready to fight, because what's some of the hot potatoes there in that theater of operations? Well, how about the straits between Taiwan and Red China? That's a hot potato, folks. Taiwan is a free country. And less patriotic presidents in the past abandoned Taiwan. People like Bill Clinton instead pussyfooted with Red China and put them in the World Trade Organization and abandoned the Taiwanese. Well, where does that put us? When Red China, let's say that tomorrow Red China decides they're going to take Taiwan and they throw their military might at Taiwan. Now, Taiwan isn't going to go down without a fight. Taiwan has a formidable army and navy and air force of their own, and they'll fight like hell. But they'll be crushed by Red China. Absolutely crushed. Unless America defends them. And Donald Trump's prepared to do that. These past presidents were bailing on Taiwan. So that's when that Marine said, you know, we know against whom we will aggress or have to aggress. That is who we have to fight, better word. If it comes to fighting. So, and then, you know, talk about, are there more hot potatoes anywhere else in the world than there are in East Asia? You have North Korea with nukes flying, ICBMs flying over Japan. You've got Taiwan with Red China proclaiming pretty much every minute. They issue another statement saying that Taiwan is part of China, and anybody who says otherwise must be crushed, including the United States. You have China's attempt to take all the oil in the South China Sea, which is not in their territorial waters. This is clearly an aggressive act by the Chinese. They're clearly going into Filipino waters and Vietnamese waters. And we have a friend. We have one good friend there in Japan. So, and there's Donald Trump reinforcing that friendship. Let me look at our caller board and see if we have any calls. I don't see any at this moment. Let's go to the end of the president's comments, because this is current. This is the president in the last couple of days. Here he is on board the USS Wasp. Let me go towards the end of his speech. See what he's saying.
Valiant American warriors gave their lives to secure. One of those intrepid Americans was Private First Class John Schaefer. Born and raised in Tower City, Pennsylvania, Private Schaefer was a member of a group of U.S. Army Special Forces who fought in the Pacific during World War II under the legendary command of General Frank Merrill. Good general? Good general? Pretty good.
Merrill's Marauders.
That's what they said. Are you better? Just be as good. Although Private Schaefer sadly perished in the Battle of Burma, his deep love of country endures in someone very special with us today, his grandnephew, Senior Chief Petty Officer Daniel Schaefer. Where's Daniel? Can I get him up?
Here he goes.
And I want to thank you very much for the incredible job you've done. I picked a couple of people that are outstanding. Please say a couple of words.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is amazing. You got to recognize my family, but I know a lot of others have families that served as well. Memorial Day is that time where we honor our fellow Americans who paid the ultimate sacrifice. So, you know, thank you for all my shipmates and fellow Marines that are out here today. It's a great day. Thank you, Mr. President.
And notice how, again, vintage Donald Trump, he brings us back to our heritage. He brings us back to great moments, a great courage in World War II, and what that fight was all about. And what are, you know, making America great again. Why did these people die? What did they die for? Did they die that America might be a colony for Mexico or a haven for Somalians? Did they die for that? The president says, I don't think so. And so do the rest of us. So do all patriots in America. No, we don't think so. And we're not going to dishonor our ancestors by giving away, kicking away our own country. And we're not going to let the demon rats do it behind our backs. And that's what that is the Donald Trump story. That is the Trump phenomenon. Let's see how he closes here.
Patriots just like you, as we honor America's fallen warriors, we pledge our unwavering devotion to all of those who serve our nation in uniform. Throughout this region, from Yokosuka, Guam, to Singapore, to Okinawa, to Bhutan, the 7th Fleet is holding the line and defending the peace. Among the sailors and Marines, the USS Wasp, you serve as warfare officers, naval aviators, marine riflemen, air crewmen, corpsmen, machinist mates, avionics tech, go ahead, you can do it. Ordnance technicians. Okay. Where are the avionics guys? And gals. Huh? Right there? Good. That's complicated business, right? Got to be pretty good. Cooks, fire control men and women, intelligence specialists. Who are the intelligence specialists? Good. Great. You know that. Great. Nurses and engineers. Neil.
He is so much a man of the people. He's got each specialist group cheering for themselves. He's got us all doing that. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Who's on the hill and who's watching the valley? Who's in charge of it all? God bless the army.
We're back, folks. And God bless the army and God bless our liberty. Merle Haggard's got it right. And a man of his way of thinking, Donald Trump, he's got it right. So he's on board the USS Wasp. We're listening to him addressing the Marines and sailors on board that ship. And the it's a little smaller than the super carriers that you see, the 12 battle groups, and its deck has got Ospreys on it. These planes with the two huge engines that can rotate 90 degrees and can take off straight up, can fly quite fast in vertical flight, and then can land on a dime. And the Marines love that plane because with that plane, the Marines can go anywhere and land on a dime. Anyway, here he is. Let's listen to him at the end here. How much he is not apologizing for America, not belittling ourselves and our great heritage and our great traditions and who we are. He wants to make America great again. And here he is instilling that sense in these troops. Boy, do they need it.
And you defend our great American flag. You show the world the force of American might and American heart, and you prove across these perilous waters and far beyond that there is no match on earth for the awesome power and glory of the American Navy and the United States Marines. To the men and women of America's 7th Fleet, the First Lady and I have been deeply honored to be with you all today. On behalf of all Americans, we thank you, we salute you, we honor you, we cherish you, and we stand with you now and forever. Thank you to the proud sailors and Marines of USS Wasp. God bless you. God bless our military. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much.
Get that John Philip Sousa in there. Now, I'll pause it here. But Melania now comes out in an absolute killer outfit. She doesn't wear any other kind, looking absolutely beautiful. And the president and Melania up on the stage are now shaking hands with ordinary servicemen and women who this would be the moment of the highlight of their career, this moment when they shook hands with Melania and shook hands with the president and got to say a few words. I mean, what a moment. And what a pair the president and Melania are to do this. And, of course, you won't hear about it or read about it or see it on the national mainstream news. It's as if this didn't even happen. The president going out and reaching people directly. And he'll come to, you know, a rally near you, unless you live as I do in a state that's so solidly Trump here in North Dakota. He has no need to come to North Dakota. He might come to Fargo because it's close to, right across the Red River from Moorhead, Minnesota, and just a short drive away from Minneapolis and St. Paul, which is the major urban area of Minnesota, which will be a state that will be contested in 2020. He'll contest that with sleepy Joe Biden. So he needs to carry Minnesota, and he can. So he may come to Fargo simply because it's most of the people. He asked, actually. I went to the Fargo rally, the last one, with my little boy and my daughter. And he asked the crowd, he said, how many of you are from Minnesota? And a whole lot of people shouted out because those are the voters he asked to chase. Us North Dakotans, we don't need any chasing. We're already all in for Trump. Let's see what's at the. Let's go to this European story here, the Brexit story, and see what's cooking with this, with the European Parliament elections. There we go. Go to Breitbart. There's Charlie Kirk. What's the name of his organization? He's a young guy. He's created a great patriot organization on college campuses. Charlie Kirk says, if the Democrats and the left kill the Electoral College, we can never win another election. Think about that, folks. Kirk knows what he's talking about. You've seen him on TV. Young, handsome guy. And the National Popular Vote Compact climbs to 15 states. This is 15 states that have said, basically, we're going to do away with the Electoral College. Let's read this story. This is an important one. Charlie Kirk, founder and executive director of Turning Point USA, explained that a political push from Democrats and the broader left to circumvent the Electoral College and determine presidential elections via the popular vote. He offered his analysis in a Tuesday interview with Breitbart Radio. He says, the national popular vote is a campaign to evade the Electoral College via an interstate compact wherein partner states, via their own statewide legislation, agree to cast their electoral votes based on the national popular vote, regardless of how their own state's citizens voted. Think about that, folks. That is true demon rat backstabbing. And then he says, few people actually realize that Democrats and the left have done this. This has already happened, folks. This is the way they work. They work in the dark. They work in the shadows. They've already done this in 15 states already. This is called the National Popular Vote Compact, an interstate compact, where essentially states have agreed to send their electoral votes to the winner of the popular vote nationally. Okay. He says it's kind of a way to constitutionally reverse engineer the brilliance of the Electoral College. He says the Electoral College stands between the Constitution and the mob. If Democrats and the left pull this off, and then he says three important words. If I can go to my New Jersey accent, my, you know, obviously humorous New Jersey accent, forget about it. He says, that's, you can forget about it if the Democrats pull this off. We will have a less than 5% chance of ever winning another election again. Think about that. They are very close, folks, to pulling off this national, what's their word for it? They call it the National Popular Vote Compact. See, it sounds okay. They thought long and hard about their name, the National Popular Vote Compact. Who could be against a popular vote? Who could be against a compact that sounds so pleasant? No, if this goes through, Charlie Kirk's right. Forget about it. This is exactly what the founding fathers tried to prevent, which is the tyranny of the mob of the inner cities. He says, this is their big play because they realize they can't win under the current rules. Well, I'm not to be a quibbler, but no, they can. They can win under the current rules. They did. They won with Obama twice, and they can certainly do it again. And the immigration invasion makes it ever more likely that they will do it repeatedly and maybe permanently under the current rules. But boy, if they change the rules, forget about it. Kirk stated, states created the federal government. The federal government did not create the states. Abolition of the Electoral College, de facto or otherwise, would lead to urban domination of presidential elections. We would just become LA, New York, DC. A couple for big cities in Texas might get some attention, and then the middle of the country would get completely ignored if we went away from the Electoral College instead of making it a state-by-state deal. And he says circumvention of the Electoral College would raise the premium for inner city voting fraud, which is already, of course, rife. The National Popular Vote Compacts campaign is well-funded. Is this new to you, folks? Have you ever heard of the National Popular Vote Compact? This is how the left works. I'm learning about it right here in any kind of detail for the first time myself. This is all I do is political thinking and broadcasts. They sneak this stuff up on you, even if you spend all day studying the scene. They're going to sneak up behind you. It's well-funded. They're going after state legislators. They're going after all sorts of grassroots activists. Kirk says, we have to create a firewall against this, or we'll have a country where we can never win another presidential election again. Let that sink in. That ought to be scary. It is. Never win another presidential election. And Donald Trump is making the point that that makes all the difference in the world. Having actually winning at the top is so different than winning, you know, a congressional seat or a Senate seat. It's what? 1,000 times more important? You know, some huge multiplier. It's not 10 times as important. It's hundreds, thousands of times more important. Okay, so that's let's keep up on it. The National Popular Vote Compact already passed the state legislatures in 15 states. Look out. And the I'm just looking through the Breitbart headlines here. Let's go check on the president. Wherever he is, tweeting away, in the air, at sea. He's got another tweet here. Just an hour ago, he tweeted a thank you to Japan. He says, back from Japan after a very successful trip. Big progress on many fronts. A great country with a wonderful leader in Prime Minister Abe. And he's keeping this picture of the Black Knights of West Point, who I think it's their football team, that met with him in the Oval Office. He's seated there at the Resolute desk made from the timbers of the HMS Resolute, British ship, the same desk at which President Kennedy sat, and which has a door on the front that John used to hide in. And you see around him the Black Knights of West Point. And just as those sailors and Marines of the USS Wasp clearly love the president as their commander-in-chief. So you can see it on this West Point Black Knights football team. This must be, they're all there gathered around the... Oh, well, the president is using this photo as his banner at the top of his page, and he's been using it ever since he took this picture, so he must really like this picture of these 60 or so young men. Let's take a look at the Breitbart headline on the world scene. He says... Oh, great interview today with Nigel Farage by Tucker Carlson. And Nigel Farage says, if by October, and I forget the day, we don't have Britain out of the European Union, he said, I will lead the Brexit party to crush the moribund Conservative Party, which he just badly beat, and the moribund Liberal Party. He will crush those existing parties to save Britain. And Tucker Carlson made an interesting comment. He said, we may be talking here to the future prime minister of Britain, that being Nigel Farage. And I think there's a real possibility of that. That'll be truly a Donald Trump miracle for the British. Remember, the Brexit Party, which just won the European parliamentary elections, just won with the British voters. That party was founded 6 weeks ago. That's right. That's how powerful the Trump. That's the Trump phenomenon in action. We'll take our last break. Stay tuned. And you can, Ken in Texas will be on the phone in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Thank you.
battle lines being drawn.
We're back, folks.
Nobody's right.
And I'm going to go to Ken in Texas here in a moment. Here's a quote with which a good one for you to chew on as we close the show. The president of the European Commission, one of the supreme globalists, is a man named Jean-Claude Juncker. And during an interview with CNN about Brexit and the just concluded European Parliament elections, Mr. Juncker criticized stupid people. That's you out there in the audience. You're stupid. Stupid people who prefer their own countries over a progressive supranational project like the EU and its pro-open borders policies. So here's a quote from, this is the president of the European Commission. So this is their top banana, Jean-Claude Juncker. Juncker, J-U-N-C-K-E-R. Here's his quote. These populists, nationalists, that's you, stupid nationalists, that's you, that's me, they are in love with their own countries and they don't like the others. President Juncker told CNN in his Brussels office. In comments likely alluding to the Eastern European nations like Hungary and Poland, which reject mass migration from the third world, the Luxembourger, that's Juncker, continued, quote, in some countries in the European Union, some governments, some parliaments, the major part of society don't like those coming from far away. Oh, how sweet the way you worded Monsieur Juncker. They're not invaders. They're not not non-Europeans invading our countries and criminals thereby. No, they're people coming from far away. Oh, how romantic. People coming from far away. It was all that trouble to visit us. How can we be ungrateful? He says, I do like those coming from far away because, and then here, this is going to be his reason. Now, imagine being inside of a liberal's head, folks. I can't express how the grinding of these gears that you're about to hear. I do like those coming from far away because, now we're going to get the reason, the main guiding principle of the European Union should be solidarity. Now get that. Folks, get that bit of mental diarrhea. We have to act in solidarity with those who are in a worse situation than we are. You're kidding. Well, there it is. Good news that this guy's on the outs. We'll be right back with our show again tomorrow night. More of this. See you then.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.